Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. Tonight that we just come once again with thanksgiving for the blessing that God has bestowed upon us, what God has done for us. You know, one of the days has been a day that I can say, thank you, Father, for everything that I've asked God to do. God is merciless. When God says he's going to do something, it's a done deal. And that's why I use the statement, it's a done deal. With God, it is a done deal. Because Jesus said, it is finished. In other words, in the world we live in, we can see what God is doing for us and through us. And I can say this with love to you and kindness. What God has done for us, nobody else can do it but God. See, God's the only one that has brought us to a place, a victorious place. I don't care what nobody say, you know. And I can say because the things that I can see and say, what God is doing. After many years of marriage, I'm still married. I thank God for it. Got children, over 36 years old, son and daughter. Got grandchildren. And so there are many other things I can give thanks to God about. But moreover, I thank God that he has allowed me and whatever he's had me do in the ministry. And so what I have to press in about, see, faith is the key that takes us to the next level. Not how much we know, but faith moves God. Because God is a faith God. And what God does for us, he brings us into an era where we can see what God has to do. Now, one thing I love about Cleophas Dallas said, God will bring, he'll show you what's going on, but he ain't going to give you the help on it, because you're going to have to take your ability by the word of faith and press your way in. See, the more you learn, the better you can say something for God and through God. And to everyone who's listened to me, and those who are not, and those who are in foreign places, I want you to know that we're going to talk tonight about the trials of faith. And you know, as we live in every country, when it appears that something is wrong, or somebody has been charged with something, those who are in law always bring accusation against a person. And it comes to a point by trial. By trial. In America, we say by trial. You're innocent until proven guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. And so the trials of our faith are more extenuating than what we see in the earth realm. See, the earth says this, but God says, you're looking at eternity. An eternal God. And so I'd like to call your attention to a scripture that I'd like to talk to us tonight about. But one thing I want to do is say this here. You know what? You should count it all joy when you have become involved in all sorts of trials. You know the devil's going to try you. Your faith, work, and patience. You got to be steadfast. You got to just stand and fast and pray. You got to believe, no matter how dim it looks. See, because it's the job of the enemy. But as God has said, I will watch over you, but you got to trust me. You've got to trust me. So how do we trust God in our trial? We lean not to our understanding, but we lean to his understanding. Because when we lean to God's understanding, our God can supersede what the world has to say. The world can say, well, you know, blah, blase, 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 one thing to another. But faith will be surely tried. I don't care who you are, black or white, rich or poor, young, old, whatever, indifferent. Your faith will be sorely tried. You're going to be tested. See, Abraham was one I come to. Abraham followed God's instruction and offering up his son Isaac. But you know, he was a man that by Abraham, when God made a promise to Abraham, Abraham was 75 years old. God says that you're going to be the father of many nations. Okay, done deal. Prophecy that God had under the Old Testament. And his wife Sarah, who heard what God said, and that she's going to conceive a child. She grinned. And so God asked her, why are you grinning? She said, no, I didn't. God said yesterday. See, you can't hide nothing from God. God knows it all. So if you got something to hide, remember, you're on trial. And the devil is doing everything you. He's pounding on heaven's water. Well, you know, you done this. And God said, no, I don't see that. Because as long as you and I keep whatever we do in steadfast of faith under the blood of Jesus Christ, the devil can do us no harm. But Satan's going to try us because he's an ark. He's one who fell from heaven. And so, and when God told him to take his son up there, and he's going to take his son, he's going to offer him. Can you imagine in this day and time if somebody say that you offered your son? See, God doesn't want us to do what's already been done because the done deal has been paid. He said, I sent my son into the world that the world might be saved through him. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that. A lot of those who say they are. And I say people. That way I don't have to go and say blase, blase. But I say this much. Because when the offering was made, the son asked a question. Where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, the Lord will provide. And you know, Abraham fought it on. See, his trial was on faith. But can you imagine, here's the man. Here was a man. He was not of Jewish, but he was a Gentile. But he was coming into the understanding. See, God so made it possible through Abraham. God knew a man he could trust. Because Abraham began to question God early and said to his daddy, he said, well, then, he said, we got a God to do this and a God to do this. We got a God for fraternity. We got a God for to harvest. We got a God to pray. We got a God to live. We got a God for life. He said, why not one God? So in heaven, hallelujah, in heaven, God heard Abraham. God healed you out there. Lord, why come I can't use you? That's all God wants us to do. And I'm here to tell you now, God does not want us to depend upon our own strategies. He wants us to depend upon his strategies. The devil has no defense for what God has done. If he did, he could have killed Jesus. He tried, but he fell. So here we go with Abraham. But he knew Isaac was the promised one, though he would have many descendants. Now, can you see that? The man knew that. His seed, out of one seed, grow all these nations you see in the world today. If you look out there at night at the stars, God told him, look out there. That so shall your seed be. Go stand on the banks of the river and see the sand. That's what your descendants will be. Here we are. Hey, here we are. Many descendants. But out of that, God chose one, Isaac. Changed his name. One who could, later on in the study, you're going to find that he was a trickster. But God called his name Israel. See, but faith being tried in your own home, on your job, when you walk, when you look, the faith is being tried. Don't fool yourself. Faith is being tried. It's being tried. Why is it being tried? Because that God has, see, the devil has permission from God. But you got to understand now, got to hear what I'm saying. Satan has a right to go before God and say, when God asks a question about Job, God says, he said, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil says, I'm considering. I know he can fall, but I can't get to him. What do you mean you can't get to him? God said, yes, you can. The devil said, no, you got him protected. And the devil said, I tell you what, I make a deal with you. See, the devil loves deals. He loves to make a deal. And so he said, if you do everything, I'll make him cuss to your face. And God said, you can do everything but touch his soul. See, the importance here is, when your trials come into play, your soul, the you, the Y-O-U, you need to protect your soul because it's a living state. It is a living state. And you got to protect it. And God says, okay, go for it. All of a sudden, the words came to Job. The first thing happened, you got your daughters and all having a party and doing this. And all of a sudden, the thunder and lightning came and they all got killed. My God. My God. And the man had to bow before God. So here come another report. Here come another report. Here come another report. He just bowed down. He said, naked I came into this world, naked I leave. He took ashes and threw it upon his body. Why? Because he didn't know what he was going through. He didn't know he was being tested. The devil was doing everything. Well, here's a man of the earth realm. And God was making it ready for Jesus Christ to come through. But see, God, hallelujah, he's a smart God. He's a strategy God. He's a God that, and I say to you, if we can trust, if you can trust, as I put on my KSK radio station, as we thank God for all that he has done for us, all for us, does believe for all he has, he's done it for the faith factor that walks in us. By faith and not sight. What man can see in the natural is blind to God's faith. Made a statement when I was young in the walk. As God, where did you come from? His manifestation word was, I spoke myself into existence. Wow. My flesh, my skin, my hair rose up and replied to God. Okay. Tried to hide myself, but he allowed me to walk by faith. I believe it. I believe it. I don't care what nobody say. I believe it. For to walk by faith is to walk. You can't walk by sight when you're walking by faith because you are looking at, you're believing you're seeing a world that's yet to come. So when faith is being tried, you need to keep your arm on. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole, not just a part, put on the helmet. Put on the breast. Put on the sword. Put on the shield. Put on the thigh. Put it on, the shoe. See, get yourself prepared because we're in a WAR. I don't care how you see it, how you look at it. We are in a F-I-G-H-T of faith. See, when Abraham was believed, God was able to raise Isaac from the dead. Now, you see, back in the Old Testament, during Abraham's time, he had the faith to believe. Now, he didn't know if God had a plan for Jesus, right? He didn't know about no plan for Jesus. But he had the faith to believe that God could raise him if he just going, if he knew if his son would die. He had the faith to believe that God would raise him from the dead. Because he done witnessed some things God did for him. Hallelujah. One of the richest men in the world. The Bible said there's another rich man like him besides Solomon. And so faith endures tests and becomes strong. He did not understand, but told his son, God will provide. He's a father to a son. And according to the study and the script, he was about 20-some-odd plus years old. There's a grown man following his father's input. So the day we live in, if I would tell our son, you know what, they're going to, if you take some of these programs that come on the television, and I've got to the point where I'm about ready to cut all this television down around the house, because some of the stuff they're putting on, it was 2 cents and a half. It has no substance. It has no truth. See, the kingdom of God is not in that. The fivefold ministry is not in that. It's not in that. Because what we do, we take the word of God and we say to the enemy, Abraham had faith from the first call of God to go to a place that God would show him. He went not knowing where he was going, but with faith, capital F-A-I-T, but with faith. With faith. And see, I was reading and studying for Habakkuk. But God pointed out to me to Habakkuk, and so Habakkuk, he began to say, the burden that the prophet did see. Oh, Lord, how long will I cry? In other words, the prophet said, how long have you heard me cry unto thee, the violence? What won't save it? See, so much violence is going on. You go back and read Habakkuk, you'll find out. The burden which the prophet did see. And he was some S-H-I-G-I-N-N-O-T, Shingado. And God says something to him. He saw something. God says here, why doest thou show me? He said, he's talking to God. His faith was in trial. He said, why do you show me iniquity and cause me to be grieving for spoiling and violence of before me? God was showing him the picture of what's getting ready to happen to Judah. And now God's going to use the Babylonian, which was a Chaldean, and God's going to show him. See, but here's what God is showing him. See, God spoke. Hallelujah. He spoke to and said these words, behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelous. For I will work a work in your days which you shall not believe, though it be told of you. And see, in this hour, in the war glory, hallelujah, God worked the work. He told Habakkuk, he said, don't worry. Don't worry about the heathen. But I'm going to work a work in their work that they, though it shall not be told. And we're living in that time right now. Because when we take notice, the faith of those who are in the Middle East is being tried. There was a group over there that called themselves, they want peace, they're lying. They don't want no peace. But the Bible says they come with violence. And they come from these. They get, all they do, they're stronghold. They have a lot of dust that they do. But you have to understand what God is saying. When God, hallelujah, when God began to work, and so Habakkuk said, I will stand up on my watch and see on the tower and watch to see, hallelujah, what he says unto me. I'll answer him when he reproves me. See, God is available for us and to us. But I want you to know, I pray we're in the lesson. Because what God wants us to understand is, God knows what he's doing. Oh, yes. All God has want us to do, and I've come to, in my year, all God wants to do is to obey. Can we obey him? Can wives obey? Can husbands obey? Can the children obey? Obedience is a known factor that God requires in the faith walk. You got to obey the word. You got to believe the word. You can't just say, well, I don't believe that. No, God didn't ask you to believe it, because God sent his son and proved it can be believed. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. And that kind of sounds like in a case for me. God knows what he's doing. We only need to obey, trusting the future to him. Oh, you mean we got a, oh yeah, there's a future, but I want it done right now. Everybody want everything done right now. All of a sudden, see, trials upon trials upon trials. And so I called my prayer partner and said, we went in prayer. I said, I need somebody to pray with me, believe with me. And I just said simple. I knew that my car was ready, but I knew something wrong with it. They fixed what they made the mistake, but they had to charge me something. And I watched God. The devil said, oh, it's going to cost you another $1,000. I said, no, it's not. It's going to cost me less than $300. You know what? $237 what it cost me. They had to put a new part in there. But they had told me they put a new one in there. But they didn't. A new part cost that much. See, God is a good God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, I love him. See, but I would just say, as we teach in this lesson, the just, now here it goes in Habakkuk 2, and you're going to find it's mentioned four times in the scripture, but the just shall live by faith. Are we just? Yes, we just as God would have us to be. We walk this thing by faith and not by sight. Well, if you got something you want, all you got to do is, because I'll tell you, when you read in the book, and you study the book, and you read the book, our faith comes by obedience to God. And see, the Bible says in John, 2 John, the 5th chapter, verses 12, it says that this is the confidence, hallelujah, this is the confidence that Willie Hunter has, that if I ask anything according to his will, he's going to do it. Not according to my will, but according to his will. His will prevails over everything. So I'm believing God. I'm believing for some healing. I'm believing for my son and daughter. I'm believing. I'm believing. I'm the biggest fool walk this earth, but I'm believing. I'm believing. As I said to you, I replied to God, okay. I tried to hide myself. But he allowed me to walk in faith. God is allowing us to walk in faith. I believe. Do you believe? I believe. See, a lot of folks got these graven images. Some folks said, well, one person told me, said, well, we can do this and we can do that. This God will do. No. I don't have a one God before me. He's a living God. He's the only God I know I can trust. And I'm telling you, he's the only God I can trust. And somebody said, can you prove it? Yeah, I can prove it by his word that lives in me. And by what you've seen, good God, what the devil has come in and the devil came and attacked me. I knew he did through my disobedience. Let's be fair about it. I was disobedient. And I wasn't going to listen to God. I'm going to do what I want to do. See, sometimes we want to do what we want to do and don't worry about God. That's not what God calls us to do. God wants us to walk in faith and not in sight. See, and a lot of people don't know that when they go and do what they want to do, they're going to sin. See, the Bible said when a man goes and commits adultery, he commits adultery with his soul. And that's a, oh, my Lord. But see, back in that day, in Habakkuk's day, those people were going and just take up the land, increase the land, going and kill. So do we see the people in the Middle East? They don't have no love for nobody. They don't have no love. To take a young girl and cut her head off, all they think about is getting more money, more money, more money, more money. That's the devil part of moving this hour. Can't you see it, beloved? It's the devil moving in the world today. We're trying to get all these new things and revert what God said. Man and man be woman. They're trying to say, no, we want it done. No, that's not of God. A liar is a liar. A thief is a thief. God say, A liar shall not tarry in my sight. That's what the Bible says. Not me. If you lied, you need to repent and say, God, forgive me. Because I didn't mean to do all that. As I come to a close tonight, I want to say this. Faith always conquers. Hallelujah. He went out through the sacrifice. I'm still stopped by the angels. The angel said, Abraham, stay your hand. Good God Almighty. God, stay your hand, Abraham. We've seen the love that you had for God. But it proved to God. He said, if I got a man that called on me and he trusted me, I got a son that's coming down through time. My God. Tonight, I said, thank you. Thank you. I praise him and I love him and I adore him. Abraham's faith is stronger. See, the faith that Abraham is, his faith in me is stronger. Because he was obedient, I'm going to be obedient. God has promised me some things. And so there are many promises that God has promised the believers. But some folks, I have to tell the truth, a lot of folks want the promises, but they don't have to go through the trials. They don't want to go through the trials. See, God's going to provide for you. It's a known thing that God's going to do this for those who can believe. But when you walk in obedience, well, you know, he just a high. No, I'm telling you what I know. You're talking to a man who's walking by faith. I'm not trying to prove anything. I put my pen down. I was going to write. God didn't tell me to write. He said to go up, and I'm just telling you. Tonight's the night that all I can do is I thank God, and I love God. And so until next time, the Lord bless you. May God call you in, and when you repent, all you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart, and watch him come in. I'm going to tell you. Amen. I love you.
need to find.
Just being God.
Deborah here. version of this song, She's Saving. So would it be all right if she's singing first? Would it be all right if Deborah come out and sing it? Come on, give Deborah a hand if she comes out.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank you.
God is going to